once again, we're going to bring you guys some more locker room shenanigans. I got my bass player here, Fat Fingers Tony.
Fat Fingers.
And then, of course, you got me, the guitar extraordinaire.
And you also have the branch president of Columbus, Ohio, Kenny Hodge. Good morning, branch. How's everybody doing today? Actually, I feel pretty lucky. I got the world famous Postal Jamming guys opening and closing my podcast today. Yeah, I feel pretty lucky because they're world famous and I have access to them. So let's get the podcast started. Hey, good morning. Listen, this morning I want to talk about unprofessional supervisors disrespecting and creating a harassing environment for mail handlers to work in. I'm also going to address about employees creating harassing or violating the zero tolerance policy at work. I can only speak about the facility in which I work. So here we go. I'm on the mail handler webpage quite often, and I'm seeing where employees are raising the issue of supervisors who disrespect, belittle, talk to them as if they're less than the powerful person that they are. And it becomes a problem. Because let me tell you, in Columbus, Ohio, firsthand, I see it way more than I care to. If a supervisor is disrespecting you, now let me stop for a minute, and here's where that Kenny Hodge controversy comes in. We have to understand management owns all factors of productivity in the environment in which we work. That's not questionable. That's a fact. So they have the right to tell us how to do the job they want us to do. I see a lot of posts that says, don't tell me how to do my job until you know my job. Well, I'm going to disagree with that a little bit, only because management has got that right to set the methods of how we're going to process, they like to say our mail, but their mail. So if they give you directions or instructions that really don't make sense, as long as they're not putting you in harm's way, you are supposed to follow those instructions. Now, again, don't sit here and tell me, hey, Ken, you sounding like a manager. No, I'm sounding like somebody who understands the environment in which we work in. It doesn't really matter how silly the instructions are from the supervisor. As long as you're not put in harm's way, you really have no solid position to question that. Yeah, I know this is probably one of the starts of the podcast that make people not want to tune in, but I'm going to voice what I feel. Now that we have that out of the way, management also has the inherent right to make sure they talk to you in a respectful manner, in a professional manner. And let me tell you, the supervisors and the managers that are in question for the allegations that I'm about to investigate, trust me, this is not my first time going to task against these particular supervisors and managers. But you have to remember, if they give you instructions, follow them. If they give you harassing conversation, things of that nature, see, this is where we have to be the bigger person. We don't have to return that to them in the same manner they gave it to us. What we have to do is begin to document, and then we bring an allegation, which will turn into charges against that person if they don't stop. And let me tell you, if you work in Columbus, you know I worked, supervised, managed most of the supervisors who worked there at one point in time. So the reason I say that is it gives me a opportunity to go and speak with that supervisor. Because remember, when we have bullying in the workplace or zero tolerance policy being violated, the first thing that as a person you want is that action to stop. So if you bring it to me, and I can have a conversation because of the prior rapport or business relationship I have with most of the management there, and the behavior stops, then we just did a real good thing. But don't think for one second that if that behavior doesn't stop, that I'm not set, prepared, and looking forward to taking this to an EEO or a labor charge or some other avenue so that we get that undesired behavior stopped. Now, what happens is a lot of us as employees, we take that nonsense from management. We take that nonsense from management until we can take no more. Now we've taken it so long that when you reach out to reply to that type of behavior, your actions get you walked out of that building on a emergency placement. But we're not going to allow it to permeate, so to speak. When we have a situation where you feel that you are being disrespected, harassed, intimidated, your workplace, your work environment is not safe for you, then you have to let someone know. And I'm telling you right now, that someone that you need to let know is your branch president, Ken Hodge, because I will address that immediately without ever having to touch a grievance form. Now, I'm going to read to you some policies on workplace harassment that we need to become mindful of so we know the proper way to address this so that we get the action corrected and you don't get walked out of that building. First thing I'm going to read for you comes from the Postal Link. It's on zero tolerance. The Postal Service is committed to fostering a positive and safe work environment that's free of threats, fear, and violence for all employees. To help fulfill this commitment, a threat assessment team is available at the USPS headquarters in Washington, D.C., and in all areas and district offices to respond to threats and potential violence. Team members are trained to assess the danger or harm of threats, whether implied or direct. The goals are to reduce risk to employees and the Postal Service, discourage inappropriate behavior, and resolve conflicts. Now, the Postal Service reissued that policy, and some of the things this policy is designed to do is it reaffirms the Postal Service's commitment to providing a work environment free of harassment. This supersedes policy MOP HR 03-10 2015, which was a policy on workplace harassment. Now, some of the things that I'm reading to you, because I want you to understand how to identify if actual policies are being violated with respect to bullying, harassing, or violating the zero tolerance policy. Because what happens is you really have supervisors and managers, and they're bullying you. And that's not going to be tolerated. In fact, if I was to read you the definition of workplace bullying is repeated health-harming mistreatment of one or more persons by one or more perpetrators. It is abusive conduct, threatening, humiliating, or intimidating, or work interference, sabotage, which prevents work from getting done, or verbal abuse. Now, most of the times when you read that, you're probably not reading that trying to identify management's behavior, but that's exactly what I'm attempting to do right now. So if you're being threatened, humiliated, intimidated, that falls under the definition of workplace bullying. And let me tell you, I know firsthand that Columbus, Ohio does not take a very serious approach to that. And let me close that with, that's my understanding. And again, I say that's my understanding because I personally went to them on two separate occasions, and I'm not informed of any results of what they did. So what happens is they turn a blind eye to it until that powder keg just festers. And then we have people yelling at supervisors, people yelling at each other, which ends up having people put out on emergency placement suspensions when, if the problem was addressed properly when it was reported, you may have saved heartache, humiliation, and possibly lost wages. So I say the post office has guides on how to investigate allegations. And if the agency is not following the proper protocol, then again, I am set to bring them to task. So if you feel you're being bullied at work, you're being harassed at work by postal management, again, now I'm going to require you to do a little research and download a supervisor's guide to investigating. Download the zero tolerance policy for work environment. And I'm going to say something to you, and I know you might get a kick out of this. If you are really in doubt, I'm going to give you a person that you ought to talk to, and I know you're going to laugh when I tell you this, but you talk to James Graddick. You're going to hear a lot of other things, but listen to me. That young man will break down the zero tolerance policy. That young man will break down workplace harassment because he's been through it. He's always going through it, and he has become a subject matter expert. And I'm not joking when I tell you that. I study with him. So again, let's be smart. Let's not be knee-jerk reaction. Let's not have knee-jerk reactions. If there's a situation at work that we need to address, again, let's address it early. And again, I'm still suspended, so I can't get into the grievance procedure. But my commitment to helping the members is so powerful that I find other ways to be able to help you. So let's be intelligent, okay? Let's not let management take us to the point where we have to act out of character or act in a manner that may get us walked out of the building. We can address this intellectually, and I guarantee you we can bring a resolve, or we can reduce, because management is management. We're never going to eliminate it. We can reduce the occurrences of this belittling, threatening, and intimidating behavior by postal management. Hey, listen, this podcast is going a little longer than I want. I try to keep it under 10 minutes, but it's very important that we talk about that subject. Listen, as I told you in the beginning, I've got access to the world-famous Postal Jamming guys, and I said they're going to open, and now I'm going to step out of the way and let them close our podcast with a little bit of blues today.
Your beautiful voice, it eases my weary mind.